everyone, it's Gavin J, and you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I have with me in The Therapy Suite, Leila Diamondi, who's a London-based solo artist, where some of her songs inspire people to face their mental health problems and make them have a much better day and try and improve things. Leila, it's great to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for that introduction.
That's brilliant. No problem at all. How are you doing? How's everything going? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, as good as can be at the moment, you know, with everything.
You've been very busy, I know. Very, very busy with the music side of things. How's that all going?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an experience. It's been, like, different. I think, not that COVID is, like, a good thing, but one benefit I've experienced from COVID is learning how to do things more digitally and from far away with other people. So it's been a challenge, but it's been a good challenge.
Absolutely. And you're right. Absolutely. There's been, you know, it's not a good thing. However, there's been definitely some advantages. I think people have learned to use technology more effective, especially with people working from home and that kind of thing. So yeah, I think it's great. I think our listeners would love to hear about you, a bit about you and your background and everything. Feel free to just go for it. The floor is yours.
Sure thing. Yeah. So, hi everyone. I'm Leila Diamondi.
Hi.
I'm a 21-year-old London-based artist. I'm half Greek from my father's side and I'm half Turkish from my mother's side. And so, like, I like to see myself as like a representation of the good that can happen when individuals choose unity instead of division, because they're a little bit political. There's a little bit of politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how did you get into music and music writing and singing? How did it all happen for you?
Yeah, well, it's a weird one. It kind of chose me. When I was a baby, I was just kind of like singing on tables. When we'd go on holiday, I was that kid that like jumped up in the restaurant and started performing in front of everyone. As like everyone was trying to enjoy their meal, and I just be like, "Hey, everyone, I'm Leila."
The question is, were your family embarrassed or were they happy and proud? I think that's the question.
Who knows? I'll never know. Maybe a bit of both.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Sorry, you were saying.
No. I was saying maybe a bit of both, but yeah. And then as I was a teenager, I kind of like, you know, teenage emotions and drama and et cetera. I just kind of started to write songs, not thinking anything about it. It's just the way I decided to channel my emotions. I think especially like one thing that people don't really talk about is like school, especially like now, a way for kids to channel their emotions. I think it's really important. And I know how much writing music helped me. And it might be something else. All things don't work the same way for everyone. So I think you need to find out what works for you at the right time. But yeah, and then when I was 16, I decided to choose music seriously, and I'm here now today.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well done. And you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I've actually heard it quite a few times. I think people use music in a way to express their emotions, or if they're going through a bad period. And that kind of thing. And as well as motivating, like it's done for you, like motivated you to, as well as singing, your writing. But people listen to a lot of music as well, just to help them get by and uplift mood and that kind of, you've heard of that kind of thing before? And that kind of.
Yeah. I did it myself too.
Absolutely. Was there anything that sticks out in mind, which really kind of really pushed things forward in terms of like, maybe you had a bad experience and it kind of made you think, oh gosh, and you kind of like maybe when you were younger, like when you first started.
Sure.
Do you remember a particular piece that you wrote and you sung because of a, I can see you smiling now. So there's some things. Yo, you tell us about it. Go on.
Yeah.
That relationship is about boys, isn't it?
Yeah, it is about boys.
I just knew it. Go on, go for it.
I actually rewrote the song. It's not the one we're talking about today, but it's called Make Up Your Mind. I originally wrote it when I was around 13, 14 years old. And it was about like a relationship and the ambiguity of it at the time. And it was very messy. And we were both just, we were not good for each other, but you know, teenagers will be teenagers. Yeah, yeah. So I wrote down my music and I released it. And I was like, you listen to this and you know how I feel. Oh God, I was such a drama queen. I still am a little bit.
I'm sure at that age, I think most people, you know, most kids are, you know, quite emotional about, you know, anything going on, to be honest with you, you know?
Yeah.
Tell us about your latest single, It's Okay Not To Be Okay, and how it helps people.
Sure, yeah. So I wrote the single, It's Okay Not To Be Okay, around my birthday, my 21st birthday in July. And it was a weird time for me because I started reflecting a lot. And I don't know if it was whether it was because I was turning 21 or mentally I was in a place where I had enough stability in my environment. I think it comes with maturity as well. You start to think about your experiences and you start to watch yourself from a little bit more of a third perspective. And I started to see all these habits and all these thought patterns. Like, I had a lot of negative thought patterns, and I soon realized that I wasn't okay. And I also realized I was very much, very much hard on myself. And so I started to develop compassion, because I was like, you know what? It's okay where I'm at right now, and I'm going to be in a better place. And I also started to see it in my family and my friends, except I saw a lot of people around me were suppressing it. They were suppressing it down, and they didn't want to deal with it, and they'd just rather keep going. And that works when you're not in a safe environment. Sure, I mean, there's a place and time for that. You know, fight or flight's there for a reason. But I didn't feel like looking at everyone, I felt like people were carrying their baggage as if it was still existing in the present. And so I started self-producing this song to kind of understand what was going on in my mind and the people around me, because I'm a family-oriented person. It's in my culture. So I love the people around me a lot. The reason I believe, hopefully this song will help people, it might not, it depends on the person who listens to it, is because it is okay to have a bad day, and everyone does have a bad day. And like in the world today, like especially like social media, life is represented as very picturesque. But in fact, like, life is a lot more messy. And there's a very inflexible word that, at least I know my generation and the younger generations definitely use, the word perfect, to be the best, to be the top. And perfect is a very inflexible word. And when you try to reach something that is inflexible, you're not going to achieve that. So I think it's better. Like, if you are a very ambitious person like myself, you can achieve everything you want. I truly believe that. But it's better to understand, like, you know, it's okay, I'm going to have a bad day, I'm going to have a good day. And if you're in a bad place, you know, I admit that I'm in a bad place right now, and I will be better tomorrow, and I will have everything I want. So I hope that this, I just ranted like straight up. Just that was a monologue. But I hope that people stop using inflexible things and start saying, you know, I'm in a bad place, and it's going to be a better tomorrow. And yeah, so that's how I hope.
You know what? I think there's a very important message actually in this, that you've touched on a few points there, which I want to go over. And it kind of, repression comes out a lot in my mind, because, you know, it's okay not to be okay. Now, a lot of people, I think, maybe because of their own emotions, high expectations, or maybe the ego, or whatever it might be, they feel like, no, this is happening to me, but you know what, I'm going to be okay, you know, I'll just push it through. And the problem is, though, deep down, if you're really not okay, you've got to basically share that. You've got to actually admit to yourself and say, do you know what, actually, I'm feeling really down about what's happened.
Yeah.
And whether that, you know, it might be through work or relationships or family, whatever it might be. And I think not enough of us, unfortunately, and it's not no one's fault, but some of us don't want to come forwards and, you know, say to ourselves, or maybe find help from other people and say, you know what, actually, I'm not doing that well, and I need to get a bit of help and that kind of thing. And it's reflected in society, because, you know, with people suffering from, you know, maybe depression, or some people have, unfortunately, they've taken their own lives as well, especially during the COVID period. And, you know, I wish, you know, for those people that are able to get help, I hope they can do, and say to themselves, you know what, actually, I'm feeling down and I need to get some help. And you know what, and it's okay for me to feel a bit down, because it's only human nature. Do you get what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you've said it very nicely as well.
you know? Yeah. Have you had any feedback from people that have listened to your music? And I want to hear the feedback. All our listeners want to, you know, listen to about the feedback as well regarding the new single. And what have people said about it?
I'm very happy to say that a lot of people have said that they relate to the song, and a lot of people say that one of my friends, Sylvia, she said, "Oh, this is the story of my life," and I felt like it was very nice to hear that. I think I couldn't have had a better compliment than that, and it really stayed in my system. It really stayed with me because I felt like I've released something for the first time that has touched a lot of people, and I knew that I wasn't alone on my own journey, but I didn't realize how relatable it really was. And it was an experiment, really, to release it into the world and to see how many people identify with the song. And I've had a lot of new people come and message me on social media and via email and saying, like, "I really like this song and I really like what you're talking about." And so I feel understood, and I feel like I've connected with people in a way that I haven't before, because I am usually a person that likes to talk about the light.
Okay.
Whereas this time I'm shining light from the darkness. I'm like kind of talking about the deep stuff, the conversation that people don't want to have necessarily. I'm kind of saying, this is the situation and it's fine. And yeah, people really seem to connect with that. So yeah, I'm happy about that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
And I think it's brilliant to get that kind of feedback. I think it's fantastic. Mm. And what do you go through trying to think of a song? I'm just, you know what? Like, you kind of, you see the world and you listen to what's going on around you. And I know you get inspiration from that. How do you know you've seen something or you've heard something and you think, you know what, that would be a really good song? How do you get to that point?
Yeah, I mean, I write music based on my experiences and stuff that seems important to me, or something that sparkles. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, so if I go through something, for example, like "It's Okay Not to Be Okay," that had stayed with me and it was a journey for me. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to talk about this journey. Let's say I have some other material that I'm writing at the moment, and it's some of the stuff has come from religious texts that I've read and what I've gathered from them. Like, for example, I mean, I have like my own experience. I don't believe in an organized religion personally. Everyone can do whatever they want. I really don't judge. I'm currently going through my own stage and discovering who I am truly and et cetera. And I love it. And it's a process. I read up on, when I was reading the Bible, Jesus, I don't know about biblically, but historically, like is the Christos mindset.
Okay.
It's the state of mind, like of stillness and being clear. And I found that interesting. I thought, you know, to have a complete, like, through no matter what situation you're in, to be able to have a clear head and just be above it and, like, to think clearly in a state that might not be so clear, I think is a superpower. And so I've been, I'm right now on the journey of understanding that state of mind to be able to write a song about it and share my experience. So I think, like, I write my experiences, really. I would say that what I go through, what I learn, what I find interesting. Like, for a time period, I got really interested in the star Sirius. Do you know Sirius?
No.
Sirius
A and Sirius.
Sirius.
Is that the brightest star that we can see? Is it the brightest star that we can see in the sky? Is that the
one?
Yes, 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 yes. I know.
I wrote about that star. I didn't release the song because nothing came of it, but I got so obsessed. I was like, oh, this star is so cool. And I was reading all like spiritual people's opinions, the scientific viewpoint of the star, how it came about, its constellation, what it's connected to, the ancient Greek viewpoint of the star and et cetera. And then I wrote a song about it. So I just I like to get interested and then talk about what I learned, like a hypothesis and a conclusion, like if it was a science project.
Okay, that's really cool. I'm just trying to understand and learn myself, to be honest, you know. We'll go back a bit. When you said being clear, does that mean kind of being clear with a clear conscious and clear mind and that kind of thing?
Yeah, to be able to control the conversation, to be able to control the thoughts, and not control in the sense of like it being inflexible and frozen, but for it to be free, but to be clear, like you understand what goes in and comes out is under what you decide it to be. One thing that I have not mastered is to have positive thought patterns. My brain likes to talk a lot. I'm a very talkative person and I like to think a lot. I have a very talkative mind, but as I've started to listen more and more and more, my thoughts are not always as positive as I believed them to be before because I never paid attention to them. And so it's in a way understanding and then being able to turn the conversation and to also be in a state where maybe you don't have thoughts, but you have a clear mind. It's peaceful, like inner peace. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Go on.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
In some of my shows, I've spoken a lot about self-talk in some of the shows.
Sure.
And it sounds like that's what you do, like, you know, reinforcing, you know, maybe you're already positive anyway, but reinforcing negativity with positive thoughts and that kind of thing. Would that make sense? Yeah. That kind of self-talk?
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, things like, thank you, but I don't need you right now, like the negative thoughts or... Elaborate on that. I find it interesting.
Yeah, because we all have. I suppose what it is we all have negative thoughts. So, for example, some of the negative thoughts you might have had before is like, "Oh, will people like my music? Or will I get that many fans?" You know, or just an example, throwing it out there. But then you've got to say to yourself, "Actually, do you know what? I enjoy doing this, and if just one person likes it, that's good for me." Do you see what I mean by turning that negativity? Yeah. I'm not saying, by the way, that you've experienced any of that. I'm sure you're quite confident anyway, but that's what I mean by turning like negative thoughts into a positive thought, if that makes sense.
No, I love that. No, yeah, I totally understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you know, and I find it helps a lot of people because I think, don't get me wrong, look, we all have bad days or, you know, some things that, you know, happen that are not good situations. And I think sometimes it's about, you know, whatever's going on, trying our best to be positive and move forwards, you know?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, you know, what echoes in your sounds as well and your music and what you write. I did listen to the tune the other day and it was in the background. I thought, let me listen to the tune, you know, and it's kind of a nice kind of tune. You can just, I don't have to describe it. It's not, you know, you get these really hype tunes or a tune that's really kind of low vibe, and your one's just in the middle. So you can
in
just
the middle,
kind of, yeah. So you can just you can listen to it. Whether you're, it's in, you know, you can listen to it live while you're watching the video, or you can listen to it in the background, and you can just have it there, kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's what I wanted to achieve. So thank you very much.
Which is really cool, you know. Do you know anyone that's maybe experienced mental health issues, or you know, have a negative mental well-being at all, anything like that?
Yeah, I have. Definitely. I mean, apart from myself, I've had a couple friends, and I have been in some unfortunate situations where I've had to, or me and a friend of mine together, I would say, have had to stop somebody from committing suicide. I've been in that situation before.
Well, right there and then, at that point.
She had locked the bathroom door, this friend of mine, and so I have the same locks at home, so I used the coin, and then when we opened the bathroom, there was a scene, and I'm not going to talk about it.
No, absolutely, that's fine. Absolutely.
Privacy.
Yeah.
I threw my friend on her. That's how I intervened. When you're in that situation, you don't.
Yeah,
don't recognize us. It's amazing what you will do.
Yeah.
And it's been quite empowering for me, and I think it's bonded all of us together a lot closer. And I don't know how this person handled themselves post experience. This person seems like they're doing really well.
Brilliant.
And that the way we recently reconnected, because after secondary school, we kind of split apart just because of factors.
Yeah.
We were just
life gets on. Places, life comes by.
And it was toxic. Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she seems really healthy. I mean, maybe she's still not completely there, but it's definitely a process. And I can definitely see that she has tried.
That is fantastic work, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
you and your friend, helping your friend that was going through an unfortunate period in her life, because that's a very, very complex situation. You know, there'd be, if that were like, you'd have you'd have many professionals being involved in something like that at that point, and you know, to try and at live, I mean, having in real time like that to help him to deal with it is, you know, I suppose you were on that kind of fight or flight kind of mode where you were just reacting just to do anything to try and help that person. Are you all right?
Sorry, I think I froze for a second.
Oh, right, okay.
I heard fight or flight and then it just went...
Oh, yeah, so, yeah, so what I was saying, it was like it was fight or flight moment for you at that point in time from the unfortunate situation your friend was going through. And obviously, you know, you were willing to do anything just to kind of, you know, and I think it's fantastic that she's come so far and she's doing well now, you know?
Yeah, I think we've all come very far. I think the reason we connected is because, unfortunately, I think a lot of kids do this. Because when you're a child, you're very resilient. So you just kind of go through, and you don't understand. So you keep moving forwards and you don't really understand what's happening along the way. And you're holding a bigger bag and a bigger bag of problems and a bigger bag. And then eventually you get to a point where you deal with the problems and you're slowly emptying the sack. This is not something that you asked, but I do want to say this actually, because, I think it's really important, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's fine. Go for it. No worries.
I had a couple years ago, I was around 17, 18. I had a very bad therapy experience and it steered me very far away from therapy. And I practiced other things like mindfulness and et cetera instead. But I want to say to the listeners, because I think your listeners are definitely people who care about themselves and others, and they are trying and they are working on themselves, and fantastic, by the way, because you are doing a lot more than most people. So an applause for your audience.
Thank you. To everybody that's listening.
But I think it's important to say that there is definitely people there that will show you a good therapy experience. I'm currently in therapy. best decision I ever made in my life, not only because I picked the right person and I was patient, but also because it was the right time for me. Like, I was in a place where I was ready to deal with my baggage before I picked a time that it was too soon. And maybe the experience was because I was not ready to deal with it. And so I don't want people to rush into it like I did, because as a consequence, it steered me away and I did not want to deal with it at all. So I know it's a side note, but I just like, I think, you know, I just, hopefully you guys don't make the same mistake.
No, I think it's brilliant what you're talking about. You know, this is what the show's all about, as well as, you know, learning about new people like yourself and, you know, the music. And, you know, also it's about mental health as well and that kind of thing, you know. And you're finding the therapy to be very effective, I'm guessing, if you're still doing it, yeah?
Yeah, so far, I the right person and the right time. And it's not going to happen in 1 second like I hoped it would be. I'm understanding that patience is just a part of growing up and understanding that things take time. But I'm really happy. I'm really happy with where I'm at. And I'm seeing slowly, progressively improvements in my life.
And you are absolutely. You're doing brilliantly with the music and everything, and you're lively, and you know. And for our listeners out there that are, you know, they might be having a bad time, or they might be feeling it difficult. They want to talk to someone about it. Now and I'm sure everybody goes through it. I'm sure you went through it before. Everybody goes through it. They're thinking, oh, do I really want to talk to someone about? You know, I'm having a few challenges at the moment. And can you give some advice out there, if you can, from your own experiences, of people out there that might be a bit scared or reluctant to get some help out there? What would you say to them?
I would definitely say, don't keep it to yourself. If you have a friend that is ready to listen and ready to give you that energy, or someone in your family or close to you, I would definitely talk to them. Or if you want to talk to a professional, you can. There is like the helplines that are available. I don't know the numbers off by heart. Or find a way to channel it, anything to get it out there, and anything to like process those emotions. You don't want to keep them. They're not going to serve you any good. So anything to process, whether it be creatively, whatever's right for you, whatever you feel like is correct. But don't let them stay with you. That's, I think, the biggest thing. Do whatever you need to do. If you want to go somewhere and break some stuff, go for it. Martial arts, fantastic. You know, anything.
your background's Greek, isn't it? They break the plates, do they?
They break the plates. That's the real thing. Yeah.
Years and years ago, I went to a Greek restaurant. This was years ago. And at the end, everyone started breaking the plates. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? It was brilliant. It was a brilliant atmosphere. One of those situations, you know. But yeah. And Leila, you're absolutely right. The thing is, there's people I've spoken to, and some people feel uncomfortable. The thing is, it's very normal. A lot of people go to therapy. There's people out there that don't talk about it, but there's a lot of people that you'd be surprised that are going to therapy. I've known doctors, lawyers, all sorts of people with their own businesses. They go to therapies, you know, and it's because people need to kind of talk about some things that are happening to them. Do you know what I mean? And what's going on and in their life. And, you know, just to get that extra bit of help, you know, basically music and mental well-being. How do you think music helps people and their mental health and mental well-being?
Yeah, I think all art forms help people's well-being. Music definitely helped me, because when I was listening to the song, the music, the melody, I put myself in that position. And through the song, I learned something. It gave me hope. It made me feel included. And I think that's why people through any emotion listen to music, because they want to be a part of something. They want to be together. They want to be unified. And music it's an incredible art, because it's the art where you listen. You know, you can hear stuff, but it's the art where you listen. And so you pay attention. Your senses are working, you know. And so I think it's a massive responsibility for artists, and for the artists that do help people, whether it be through, you know, like a sexual song or a happy song or a sad song, all of it's correct, all of it's perfect. And without them realizing, they change so many lives, because people listen and people want to feel included and supported by their idols or etc.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think people also use music as a diversion. Would that be right? Just to kind of, you know, you're just getting away from, you know, what's been happening in the day, and you're thinking, oh, it's been one of those days or whatever it might be. And, you know, and you put some music on and just kind of let your mind wander away kind of thing. Yeah, get away in that kind of thing, you know. Do you find that, or do your listeners find that, or anyone you've spoken to?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
No, I love that. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I haven't directly been told that, but it would make me very happy if I was able to do that for somebody. Absolutely. I think you're totally correct.
Do you listen to music yourself that helps you get away from the stresses of life or anything like that? What is it exactly?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have a very diverse range of taste, from Eminem to Ariana Grande to the Beatles. Okay. I pick specific songs. I think one of the most incredible pieces of music of time, I should say, is the song Let It Be by the Beatles.
Oh, cool.
When I listened to that song, it changed my life. I love that song so much. I think it's because it's so simple and the meaning is so, it's just present, and it just makes sense. Like, you listen to the song Let It Be and you're just like, the song's about just letting it be, just, you know, take it easy, let it go. And I think that song's one of the most effective songs ever for that kind of stuff.
A genius band. Quite unbelievable.
Yeah.
The ground that they broke. I was doing some reading around it, and there's been some research that shows by listening to music, it's entertaining, it helps you become more healthier, it's a good source for pleasure and contentment, and there's a lot of psychological benefits. It helps relax the mind as well. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of things I was, you know, reading about. And also, it kind of wakens you up as well and helps you deal with stress and that kind of thing. So there's actually been research around it. That's why I wanted to ask the questions of, you know, music and well-being. How do you find that it does do that? And, you know, it can help. I don't know if you can use it for meditation, because with meditation, obviously there's meant to be silence, but otherwise for exercise or something like, stuff like that, people can use music in the background, and a combination of them both, from my own experiences as well, can really uplift mood.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, human beings are very communicative animals. We base everything off socializing, and I think music's a way in which we can communicate, not only through talking but through our emotions, through, if you believe in spirituality, through your soul. It's a way of sharing yourself in a way that you usually can't. So when you I think when you feel somebody's like, when you feel somebody on another level, you feel it. And I think when you share that experience with somebody, I think it's going to make a difference, of course. Because I think you're learning in a way, not just through words, not through just writing, you're learning through yourself, the music. it transforms you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm totally with you on that. Yeah.
That's really cool that there's research around that.
That's really cool. You're saying.
And I said, that's really cool that there's a lot of research around music and I'll look that up. If you give me some links, I'll definitely check that out. That's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard of music therapy. I think this is where people play instruments and that kind of thing. I've heard of that kind of situation as well, where people use that to kind of manage stresses and kind of use as a diversion and that kind of thing as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what you're working on next. I'm sure there's I'm sure there's something you're working on, or there might be some inspiration that you've got for some next pieces of material. I know you probably don't want to talk, you don't want to give too much away, but give us a little hint of what it's around.
So I am working on new material, aside from the song that I just released, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. It's also around the theme of mental health and my journey, I guess, through myself and learning stuff about who I am and etc. I think that's where I'm at the moment in my life. I'm learning to let go of stuff. So that's the topic at the moment. And yeah, you guys should, my social media stuff is all the same. It's just Layla with an E and a Y and Diamondi with diamond and an I at the end. So if you want to follow that journey with me, by all means. I overshare always.
excellent. Now, what's the title of that new song going to be called?
I don't know which one I'm releasing first, so I can't tell you.
Oh, you've got a few. You've got a few in the pipeline.
No, wait. Oh, no. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Too much there now. Yeah.
So yeah, I said it already. Okay.
Roughly what timing are you thinking about? Like, is it this year or next year now, or...?
I mean, it's like November, it's December. Oh, what? Wait a minute. COVID's been in my brain. Wait, it's just clicked. The days have passed so fast. Wait, hold on a minute. Like, I know it was the 3rd, but I didn't realize. Okay, yeah, fine. I'm going to slowly move away from that brain mist. It probably is going to be next year. Where I'm releasing my new material, just because Christmas season and Christmas songs are kind of popular at the moment. But I hope as soon as possible. I love to share my work, and I get very impatient about the process. We have to like watch it slowly get close to the release date, and you're like, I want to do all this stuff. so yeah, hopefully soon, maybe in January. You never know.
A little teaser there for all the listeners, you know. Is there going to be like an album coming out next year as well at all?
You are a very, very, very good. You are very good at your job. I'm not going to share any more on that.
You know, I'm trying to get it out.
Letting go.
Just for our listeners, there's something coming out next year, probably like an album. So keep an eye out. There we go. There's that one. I've got to ask the question now. Who's inspired you the most as a singer to kind of bring you along to where you are? Because I think no matter what industry people are in or what kind of artist you are, there's always someone that maybe sticks out in mind that inspires people. For you, who is that?
Yeah, so there's been a couple of idols. When I was a child, I was like crazy about Lady Gaga, and I used to like wear massive bows in my hair, like we had a uniform, but I decided I would just go Gaga. So I had a big bow, like crazy sunglasses, or I would like wear a really crazy jumper or find something. But then it transformed into Ariana Grande for so long, and her music very much helped me. I really studied her, Ariana Grande, and I studied her work and what she stood for, and it kind of, I understood a couple patterns in the way that she works, and that inspired me to now focus on who I am and who I'm going to be, learning about who I am inside, my truth self. So I think now my next idol is who I will be.
That's brilliant. I like that. So it shows
they were the two pillars, I would say.
Right, okay, I get you. And is there a particular piece of music that Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga have written that it kind of stood out for you and you thought, oh, do you know what? I like the way they put that together. And it kind of, in your own mind, pushed you forwards and thinking, I want to do something like that. Has there been any particular tunes at all? What were they?
I think Poker Face was kind of like my childhood anthem. I just thought it was so cool. And I was like, yeah, Poker Face. Yeah, you can't see me. You don't know how I'm feeling. Whoa, deep. And then it was... with Ariana Grande, it was a couple. I would say God is a Woman, but not for the obvious reasons. I thought it was ballsy. I thought it was very impactful because it was something I don't think she's ever necessarily done. I think that was like a huge risk when her first huge risk from public perspective. I don't know her. Who knows? She must have taken many risks. I don't know. But I think musically it was so unexpected, and I think it's massively influenced the world in terms of like a feminist standpoint, because why can't God be a woman? Why can't, I personally think no gender involved. Mm-hmm. I think God is God. Personally, I don't know everything.
Yeah.
I don't believe anyone does in our skin suits. Who knows? But I like that feminist movement. I appreciate that. It was ballsy of her. So I think that inspired me to be ballsy.
Which is, that's brilliant. That makes a lot of sense, because I think all of us, no matter what you want to do, there's that confidence part, in actually making that leap over to think, you know what, I really want to become this. And like for you, I really want to be, you wanted to become a singer. Talk to us about that point. That point there, that point where you're thinking, do you know what? I really want to do this. But then a lot of people do that and they don't go forwards with it. But then you did, obviously. How did you overcome that bit?
You ask great questions. No one's ever asked me this question before, like ever in my life. Okay. I'm 21, not that I've lived so many years, but so I was around 16. I know it might not come across. You guys can't see me, but I like massively extended my eyes because my eyelashes just stuck together for some reason, and I massively opened my eyes. That must have been scary for you. I apologize.
I'm shivering, scared. My mom.
Like, gave you a death stare.
No, don't worry. It's fine. No worries.
No, yeah. I was actually going, I know a lot of coding. And computer science, and I was going for business computer science kind of journey, and I got a merit scholarship at the University of Massachusetts, and like that was kind of the direction I was going. And then I realized I was never going to be happy if I picked that path. Like, even though, yes, naturally I was very talented in business and computer science based on just I had my father's brain, it wasn't my destiny. And I told myself, I am young and I don't know what the past death is going to bring me, but I'm deciding to follow what I want to do. And I came back to my parents and I was like, I want to do music. And they stared at me and they were like, what do you mean you want to do music?
No, that's so funny. Now, really, what do you really want to discuss with us?
Exactly.
That kind of situation.
It was like already, and I just had to accept the scholarship. And I was just like, no, I'm going to do music and this is what I'm deciding to do. And because I didn't know necessarily how to go about in the industry and stuff, I did go and do a commercial music course that covered everything for 3 years. It's a degree. And I think, I genuinely don't think everyone needs education anymore in terms of the Western sense of high school, university. If you know what you're doing and you're succeeding in your field, you don't need it. But if you don't know what you're doing, I think there is a place for it. And I think, so that's what I did. And at the time, I wasn't very happy that I was still in school because I'm a lot more of a creative thinker. I like to explore and see where stuff takes me. I'm not so much of writing essays, but it taught me a lot about myself and I learned a lot as a consequence. So there was a place for that, but I'm happy and I'm slowly progressing into the direction I want to go. So
which is
it was a good decision.
Yeah, that's my definitely. Story. You kind of, I think you followed your intuition. Would that be right? You kind of followed your mind and you were honest with yourself and you thought, I don't want to waste time in life. And I just want to kind of pursue what motivates me. That it was that kind of psychology behind it. Would that be right?
Yeah, it was a difficult decision. Yeah, I'm still learning to follow my intuition. I still second guess myself, but absolutely. I think that's one recipe for success that no one understands, but it is very real, intuition. Absolutely.
Very important. Yeah. Intuition. I believe a lot in intuition and just following that. It takes you a long way. How did your parents deal with that in terms of when you were talking? Because you've been to university, you've done all these things. And then all of a sudden, actually, I'm not going to be doing any of that. And it's like, How did they deal with it? Did they accept it, support you with it?
I think my parents were supportive, but they were also scared. Because my father is a businessman. Both my parents, they came from very little and they were able to completely build a life for themselves. And I completely respect that. They both went to the US first from Greece and Turkey, and then they went to the UK and they followed the dream, you know, that whole whatever. And they were successful in that. And my father spent his whole life building contacts so that his children's life would be easier. And boy, the respect I have for him, like completely respect him, and my mother, because, you know, a lot of decisions were made up until those points. And when they came together first, when they first started their relationship, there was a lot of, unfortunately, racial scrutiny about them being together. And so they've had to do a lot to be able to choose love over everything else, guys. What can I say? It's powerful. Power of love.
Good message. Brilliant message.
Yeah, it's a good message.
Yeah.
And so when I decided to pick music, both my parents realized we have no contacts. We don't know anybody. What are we going to do? How are we going to help her? Was she going to have to go out into the world and do it all alone? Because they faced a lot of challenges. It wasn't easy for them. And so I grew up thinking I'm going to do it all, when they actually lived the life of doing it all by themselves and was like, that's not a life we want for our kid at all. 100% respect that. But I don't know. I think that when I proved to them, because what I did was I went out and I did all these competitions and I showed this is my decision and it's my decision. I think both my parents respected that in the end and they were like, you know what, fair enough, this is what you want to do. And they just want us to be happy. They don't, my parents don't want me to struggle.
Absolutely.
And I respect that more than anything else. It's love. Parents naturally will fear for their kids. So.
Yeah, totally, you know. And I think it's brilliant because you've empowered yourself to kind of go out there and get what you want. And, it, you know, it will make you, you know, make you a powerful person in doing that. And I'm sure your family will probably have a lot of respect in terms of, look, she's done really well. She's going out there and she's doing this. And, you know, they must be very proud of you. So I think it's brilliant, you know.
Thank you.
We have come to the end.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I do want people to know where you are. I want people to know where you are on social media so they can follow you. So you go for it. Where are you? I know you mentioned a few things, but really go for it now. Where are you exactly? Where can people find you?
Yes, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. I'm trying out TikTok, so go ahead if you want to. and it's all under the same handle. It's Layla, it's at Layla Diamondi, so it's L-E-Y-L-A, so it's Layla with an E and a Y, and it's Diamondi, which is diamond with an I at the end. And yeah, that's my stuff.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming to the show. It's been brilliant.
Thank you so much. You're awesome. This has been my favorite interview.
Thank you very much. Always appreciate compliments. Thank you to all our listeners. It's been brilliant. You know where you can find me at GavinJ417 on Instagram. And until next time, take care.